Porter here. Welcome to our Dear Guitar Industry video series. Now, I want to start off with saying just a big thanks to those who have been checking this out, to those who have been listening and watching on our YouTube channel or listening on any podcast streaming platforms. It's on quite a few of them. I don't know which ones are missing. If we're missing any of them, let me know. We can kind of try to sync that up, if you will. But this is an interesting topic. We're going to dive into it today. I really would love your thoughts on this topic. I have some thoughts that I'll share here, and I have some kind of like more extensive thoughts that we'll kind of leave out of this video. But we're talking about the YouTube clickbait world. Okay, so here we are on YouTube on part of this series, and hopefully the title was not too clickbaity. I know that we see that all the time where we see videos that just are total clickbait videos, and maybe channels that are known for being super clickbaity, trying to grab people's attention. And I'm all for trying to get people to your channel. This is why we're doing this series. This is why we have a YouTube channel ourselves. We want people to come to this channel. We want people to be a part of it. So I'm going to get into the meat of this conversation real quick, but I'm going to mention our pickup chooser. It's a simple form you can fill out. This will let you find a good match. So we design our pickups in a way that will fill a need. So if you fill out this pickup chooser, it lets us know about you, about your rig, about your guitar, and then we can match up a set of pickups for that. So the link will be below in the podcast description, or here on YouTube, it will be below as well. You can just click that link, fill it out, and someone from our team will reach out to you. And there is also a special offer for those who do fill out that chooser. If that's an enticing enough thing for you, there you go. So I get that out of the way. Let's jump into the meat of this conversation, which is the clickbait titles on YouTube. So I think as I say this, I'm sure that there are some channels and some people that come to your mind. I'm not actually here to specifically put people on blast. I'll give some general comments on that. I know that there's a lot of people that, you know, kind of do the buzzwords or the "you won't believe what we saw" or "I can't believe there's this or that in the industry." And it's very interesting. I know that you can think of a couple channels, you can think of a couple kind of subjects and topics. You know, there's the grand claims of "this is the best guitar I've ever tried," but then when you have a channel that says that 25 times, you're kind of like, well, it's not really, must not really be the best guitar that you've ever tried. And there's also the, you know, I'm never selling any other gear. This is the only gear that I want now. This is like the best drive pedal, the best delay pedal ever. And so I kind of wonder what you guys think about that. Again, a lot of these Dear Guitar Industry series are more of us introducing a topic. We're serving up the platter of the topic. And when we want to use our YouTube channel to have the discussions about that topic. So that's where you're going to go for the discussions. I'm curious what you guys think about this. Again, not trying to put specific people on blast, but this is something that bothers me, and it's maybe a little annoying about the guitar industry, is the YouTube clickbaity kind of stuff. And I know that that is tied into how these people make money, and I understand that you got to let people know what you have to say to then get them to click, to then feed the algorithms. And we're going to have another one of these about algorithms and about fighting all that stuff as a gear company trying to reach customers. But I'm curious your thoughts about the clickbaity stuff. Are you tired of it? Are you okay with it? Is it something that does make you click and you're fine with kind of these crazy claims or these attention-grabbing thumbnails, and that's what gets you to watch the video, or maybe that's what got you to find a channel in the first place? Maybe you found our channel from something. Maybe you think we are clickbaity on our videos. I'd love to hear that as well. Really, what we're trying to do is just let people know about different topics. We're trying to be helpful with the videos. We're trying to showcase our products. Of course, this channel exists because we want to let people know. We want to try to make money selling our products, and that's pretty straightforward. But I see sometimes there's people that have affiliate links, there's people that have, you know, ulterior motives, I guess, in getting people to their channel. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's how they make their money. How we make our money is you going to the website and buying pickups. So I'm not necessarily saying there's something wrong with that. I'm just wondering if there is a fatigue or if there is some sort of, just what the general consensus out there is. Are you turned off by channels that are overly clickbaity? Are you okay with it? Do you just kind of pass it by? Where do you guys land on this? So leave that in the comments below. And I'm really, really just thankful that you guys have been watching these series, of course, and checking out our pickups. And we've had a lot of great discussions on our YouTube channel. We've had a lot of great just conversations with people and even some great feedback that people have sent in via email. So we love that. We love hearing kind of what you want to see. If there's any topics that you want us to cover, we're more than happy to do that. And we're by no means saying that we're experts. I just kind of want to share stuff from my perspective, and obviously bringing in Marco from time to time to also share his unique perspective, kind of as we see the gear industry, because we're both players and manufacturers, and so we kind of are walking this weird line where sometimes we're in the player mode, and as a guitar player, I'm looking at, you know, maybe a new guitar that I want and trying to watch demos, and then, oh man, I don't really like this guy's style. Maybe let me find a different channel that maybe fits more what I'm looking for, and kind of going back and forth in that whole world. So clickbaity titles, are you for them? Are you against them? Are you neutral? Where are you at with these? Leave those questions and comments below. And thank you guys so much for being, again, a part of this series. And we will catch you on the next Dear Guitar Industry.